The work week started off with a winter storm across our area. For most of us, a light to moderate snow fell overnight into early today. At this point, the main body of precipitation has moved well off to our east. There are still a few little spotty areas of drizzle and mist and some snow showers as well. And as we move into tonight, a few snow showers will continue, especially north and west of the capital region. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and stars, and it will turn cool tonight. Temperatures will fall back mainly into the 20s, so any areas that are damp right now may turn icy overnight, so keep that in mind if you do have travel plans later tonight right into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow we'll start off with quiet conditions, though there might still be a few snow showers well north and west of Albany. Otherwise, we'll see some bright skies early, but any areas of sunshine will tend to fade behind increasing clouds as the day moves along. And as we move into tomorrow afternoon, we'll see an Arctic front push a little bit closer. So by late in the day, there is the chance that we see a few scattered snow showers. It doesn't appear that the snow will be particularly heavy, though it is possible that there may be a little fresh dusting of snow in a few spots later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Temperatures tomorrow will be right around average for this time of year, running mainly in the 30s. A few spots south of Albany may come into the upper 30s to near 40 degrees. A few snow showers are possible tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday, we'll watch a push of cold arrive with temperatures running mainly around 30 degrees. So that's the first step down on the thermometer. And then by Thursday, we'll take a rather large step down on the thermometer with daytime highs running in the teens to near 20 with a gusty wind that will make it feel much colder. And the main theme of this week really will be the blast of cold set to arrive for the second half of the week. And on top of that, of course, with the cold air arriving, we will reintroduce the chances for some more lake effect snows. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon snow showers, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, a chance of afternoon snow showers, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of late snow showers, with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy, some scattered snow showers, high 28 to 36. And on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, windy and cold, with highs in the teens to around 20. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.